It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And happy Valentine's.
You're Flemmy.
Yes, I am.
Happy Valentine's, everybody. If you believe in it, if you don't, just the same. Happy Valentine's.
I know. Like, a lot of people celebrate, well, not celebrate, Christmas.
Yeah, even
they
if
say
they
happy
don't.
Holidays.
Happy holidays.
They
right?
never say Merry Christmas. They say Happy Holiday.
They don't say that.
They don't say that. Happy Holiday. No, I mean, like in Japan, they're mostly not Christians there.
Yeah.
But you see Happy Holidays everywhere. And they still don't, I think they still don't have work.
Or it's just one of them days, you know. One of them days that we say, we talk about love just a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Happy Valentine's Day. Traffic is going to be horrible.
Hell.
Yes, by tonight.
It will be hell.
Okay.
And so.
You and I will be, you know, part of that crowd.
Yeah, we'll be working, but at least it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
work is good.
It would have been actually the perfect for people who want to avoid Valentine's. Working is the best excuse.
That's true.
You can go, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I have work. It's so.
And then it's done.
Yeah, it's easy. And no questions after that.
No need to ask why? What happened?
Yeah, really? You don't celebrate it? Why?
Why? Are you single? When are you getting married? So it's like,
I'm working. That's all there is. You need.
That's all you need to know,
and that's all there is.
Okay, today we'll do something. You know, it was difficult because so many people have been sending us like possible Valentine's Day topics.
Oh, nice.
Obviously, it's going to be Valentine-y.
And this has to be strategic.
This topic.
Yeah, I mean, it has to catch the people who like Valentine's. And even those who don't.
There you go. So we're opening up the top 10 to people who are in love, who don't like love,
mm-hmm.
who think love is positive, who think love is negative.
Those who really want love, but they want to be cool about it, yes. So they say they don't like it.
So basically what we're doing today are the top 10 love acronyms.
Oh!
Love acronyms.
L-O-V-E.
Yes, but it doesn't have to be just L-O-V-E.
Okay.
It can be anything as long as it's about love and
For example,
spells out a word.
Okay.
Oh,
it doesn't have to be L-O-V-E, but...
Not necessarily. It can be, but not necessarily.
But any word that is an acronym, let's say cat.
Yeah.
Comfortable.
Affection. Today.
No,
something like that.
Yeah, but any word
exactly.
that you can make an acronym of, but what it means has to have something to do with
love.
Okay, okay.
There you go.
All right.
Or the word itself
is love.
Is about love. Like
okay.
love or romance.
All
or
right.
date.
Okay.
Or, you know,
crush.
Anything at all. Yeah. Pusong uhaw, kulang ikaw. Di ba parang...
Ay, nako.
Yung parang, ikaw na lang ang kulang eh. Tapos kaya...
I'm not gonna say that acronym. You do. You do it.
So, you know,
so have fun with it.
Have fun with it, basically.
Because the meaning itself is still about love.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
but the acronym is about another body part.
Not necessarily the puso.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's what we're looking for today. Have fun with it. If you want to join the top 10 love acronyms, you know the I trust and love you, Italy. Maybe you can... Avoid the ones that, you know,
we know
already.
Right.
Come up with new ones.
Okay.
And,
yeah, the names
own.
Of countries will work.
It will work. But try to find a different one. For instance, you can still use Italy, but don't use I trust and love you now.
Yeah.
Come up with something new.
Or a brand.
Or a brand.
Like Hermes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make a... Yeah, think of any word out
right,
there.
Right, right.
Anything cool.
Just
like,
to make it, something about love.
Uh-huh.
Because it's Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay? So, the top 10 love acronyms. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include our two hashtags, hashtag the morning rush, and hashtag love acronyms.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Alrighty, and here we go. Time for the first news bit for today. Let's check this one out.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Valentine's Day. Whether we like it or not, it's here.
Yes.
February 14, 2013. My name is Del. I got the news. Lady Gaga has been forced to postpone several shows due to severe joint inflammation. According to a statement that Lady Gaga wrote, quote, "There is an unfortunate announcement coming out right now concerning myself and the Bourne this fall. I'm so sorry. I barely know what to say. I've been hiding a show injury and chronic pain for some time now over the past month, and it has worsened. I've been praying it would heal. I hid it from my staff. I didn't want to disappoint my amazing fans. However, last night's performance, I could not walk and still can't." That is Gaga, the first of her many tweets on Tuesday about her medical condition. She also apologized to her fans for having to postpone her gigs. Later, another tweet was posted on Gaga's account further explaining her medical condition. Quote, "Due to a case of synovitis, which is severe inflammation of the joints, Gaga's doctor has ordered her to postpone shows in Chicago, Detroit, and Hamilton." That's another tweet that came out Tuesday evening.
You know, like, what we fail to remember is that, you know, to us, they're just, you know, pop stars.
Uh-huh.
And what you don't realize is that, especially for the ones who are very active on stage, like Pink, Lady Gaga, Madonna, Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce.
I mean, this is really taxing physically. Mm-hmm. And they really get injured. Remember who was that other like female rapper who like broke her foot or her leg during rehearsals? It's that intense.
Mm.
And remember, like almost on a nightly basis, you're doing this thing and then the rehearsal and you're killing your body.
Actually, when we watched This Is It by Michael Jackson, you know, you could see that it's grueling. And even Beyonce, remember that tour that she did where she had to do something like how many shows, like record-breaking? Remember that tour?
Yeah.
And they were saying that before you go on tour, you get insured.
Yeah.
You get a medical checkup and you get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Because the conditions that they put their bodies through.
That's right. It's unnatural.
Unnatural. Not to mention the vocal cords.
And remember, how long ago was that Lady Gaga tour that we watched?
Last year.
And it's still the same tour.
It's
still ongoing.
And you know that she's not the type who just sits on a piano
exactly.
and sings, you know?
She's like, okay, good for Adele.
Yeah.
Because Adele doesn't do all these big... And Mariah. Usually they just sing. It's the voices that, you know, but for the ones who like to have a spectacle, they really go through so much physically.
Yep.
So we'll get well soon to Lady Gaga.
I hope it's nothing serious. I know that she'll be back.
Remember Bo Bice? His career was stalled because of physical injuries.
Yeah, his body couldn't
take it. His body just couldn't.
Oh no. Oh, little monsters will
know,
be disappointed.
I know, but you know, more than the disappointment.
Of course, priority is the health.
We hope she gets well soon.
Right. That's the first news update today here on Valentine's Day.
I know.
You're going to hear Valentine's the whole day.
Might as well get used to it.
And you're going to get sick of it and your ears will bleed.
It's all good.
It's only one day of the year.
I know.
More news happens here today on the show. I think it's only you and I today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it'll be the two of us.
All right, wait for Gina Boy's announcement. He'll probably say something on Twitter.
Yeah.
But we're going to take you, as usual, all the way until 10, only on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
La, 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 la. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. And we are doing the top 10 love. Parang Kuya Cesar yung pace.
And
love.
It's so slow.
Acronyms. You know, okay. I'm multitasking today. So Okay, here we go. You but, have you to know, be patient.
Everyone is greeting us Happy Valentine's
thank
Day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank and you, happy thank Valentine's thank Day to you guys, too.
I know. Have a nice Hearts Day.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I feel the need to say it.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot. We're talking about a lot of tweets.
Yeah.
Okay. There will be many people who request for songs, and we love it.
Yeah.
We really do. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of people asking us to greet. And when we can, we do.
Mm-hmm.
There will be days that you won't get your request.
Yeah.
But please don't forget that you get days where you get your request or your greets.
Mm-hmm.
So just be patient.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have it every day because there's so many people. We have to, what do you call that, give in to as many as we can.
Actually, if let's say, okay, how many songs do we play in an hour?
I would say maybe six.
Okay, let's say seven.
Seven.
Say seven. And let's say 100 people per hour.
Request for a song.
And every hour there will be like 93 people.
Who will be disappointed. Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Something like that, you know.
A lot of people take it, you know, they're very gracious about it. They don't get it today, they'll get it tomorrow, but some people really get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, well, we hope you understand that it's not like we don't give in to you guys. Mm-hmm. We try, we really do. Yeah. Trust us. If we can
it's
play,
the same thing with the top 10, remember?
It's the same thing with the top 10.
Yeah, like we always say, like, ayoko na, hindi nyo naman sinasama yung,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Sort of
if there's only 10 an hour and 400 people that tweet you.
And we're not only
you,
limiting it actually to 10 in an hour.
Right,
we're actually
right.
reading more, diba? Just but to accommodate.
But there's still more people who will be disappointed.
Yeah, so.
So a little understanding and patience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying.
That's the plea.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. We're doing the top 10 love acronyms. let's start off with Chenong. Palaging una sa otak.
Palaging una
sa otak.
Puso.
Pinili talaga.
Puso.
Hindi nga kaya ginawa niya otak. Para
puso.
Para puso. Diba? Palaging una sa otak. And,
isn't that true though when you're in love? They're the first in your mind, on your mind, when you wake up, when you get to a great place,
yeah,
when you taste good food, they're
that's
the
how
ones,
I am.
Yeah, they're the ones you want to spend it with.
But it's kind of weird because it's like it robs you sometimes.
Yeah, of the
of
joy.
Enjoying something just because, you know, the first thing you think is, sana nandito siya to enjoy this with
you. You should be here.
You know, you should also be able to enjoy naman, you know, other stuff.
By yourself.
By yourself.
It's healthy.
Hildegard says, ang nagwagi, I love. Okay, and next up,
ay nako! I have to write it!
What? Don't! Don't.
Okay, no, but you have to say the acronym.
Not always naman.
Yes, minsan always. In, the top 10. Hey.
Alam mo, marami na nagko-complain na hindi nababasa yung ano nila.
Request
yung mga top 10 nila. So I'm trying to read as many as I can. So sometimes
no,
I can give you the acronym.
No,
sometimes I can't.
No.
Trust me.
No, I don't think that's the reason.
Jay Ryan says, lagi akong mahalin, aking sweetheart. Lagi akong
mahalin. Lamas?
Sometimes you can show it that way. No, it's Valentine's.
Yes.
Pwede yun.
Oh, masahe is a form of lamas.
That guy marked X. Tuwi na'y iniisip, talagang iniibig.
Ayoko.
Oo nga, sige. Okay.
I know. You have to say the acronym.
Delamar, don't
Chico,
argue.
Chico, but we've done this before. We've
yes.
done this before in the top 10.
And we'd like to do it again.
Without being suspended.
We would like to do it again in the future.
Yeah, but if you're... You have to give the acronym... What is the title
alam
of this
ko na, ganito na lang.
What?
I'll give you the words. You tell us.
Ayoko pa, that's not fair.
Ate naman?
You're the one... Oh. But you're the one who chose it.
Kaya nga maganda. I'm going to do the words. You give the acronym.
Ayoko.
Practice tayo.
I'm being had. No.
Practice tayo.
No.
Del.
No.
Practice
no.
tayo. Be cooperative.
No.
Don't be
I
difficult.
Won't.
Mad Mutt Mark says,
I know it was difficult.
Pusoy eksklusibong kanya. Pusoy eksklusibong.
Ayoko. No way.
No.
No way.
Antayan mo talaga.
Hindi, you can say naman.
Oh, malius na lang.
Says. Pwede naman eh. Yung first part lang, you can say it.
Hindi na, hindi na. Ito na, nagmamadali na nga eh. Malius says, sawi ako lagi sa aking love life.
Ay, nako! Ba't puro ganyan?
Ewan ko sa kanila. Alright.
You guys are so busted.
I don't know.
There's not even anything that's not...
Ah, ito, ito. Sige. From sige Hildegard. Nga. Ikaw lang ang wala.
Ilaw.
Diba? You need right. an ilaw ng tahanan. So, ikaw na lang.
O kahit ilaw lang.
Ikaw lang ang wala. Diba? Ilaw. Stealthy Roshi. Single at walang inaatupag.
Single at
ganda,
walang...
Ganda, diba? Very positive.
Inaatupag.
Sawi. Sawi. Pero ano niya is but single it, at walang inaatupag.
But it works.
Oh. Technically, diba? Ang mga sawi ay single at walang inaatupag.
I remember one of the endorsers. Our endorsers. Because you can't say it.
Yeah.
Can I say the story? Will you get in trouble? No, one of the endorsers of facial care, for example, she was asked, why are you still so beautiful and sexy at this age? And she had said, wala akong asawa at anak. Siguro naman, dapat maganda ako.
Oh.
She said that. Yeah, she really said
yeah.
that.
And yeah, because like, you have all this time
for yourself. So, all the time to take care of everything.
Kasi diba, that's the general, ano eh, na parang pag nanay ka na, you let go of yourself. Yeah, and, you know. But... obviously, if you've been single,
but I found it so aware, so incredibly aware of her to say.
Yeah, and it ran the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not yabang. It's not
it's
being sad.
It's
somewhere in the middle,
right?
Diba? And Jeff Spotted says, "Dahil ang kailangan mo'y ako."
Dakmo.
Ako.
Dakma.
Ang hirap pag hindi magaling sa spelling yung partner mo sa top 10
na to. Kasi ang gaya, you don't say the acronym. When do you, the last time we did this, you would say the acronym first and then say the meaning.
Move on.
Move on.
Things evolve.
They don't live in the past.
Radio evolves, ha? Nag-evolve tayo. Okay, kaya huwag mong stuck in the past.
Alright.
And also, loving, understanding, sweet, likeable over sobra.
I don't know.
Luslos. Oh, ito, ito. From Kittredge. So, it's nice getting lovelier every day.
Oh, single.
Single. Diba?
And, I need a piece of paper for this top 10.
I know. Ay, naku, Cristiano Ronaldo. Muntik na. Hindi, baka pwede ha. Papalitan ko lang isang word niya.
Oh, thank you.
It's flowers.
I got my first flowers.
What?
It's from Leonard.
That's Leonard.
Oh, this is really nice. Thank you, Leonard.
Leonard, bakit ako?
It's so cute.
How come
look at it.
I know.
It's so cute.
You know what it is? It looks so...
eatable?
Parang
edible is the word.
Parang for a little girl.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's like a little bouquet for a little girl.
I'll take a picture and post it.
Sige, sige. And wait, I'm trying to think, replace one word to make it arable.
Just realized, ang yabang pala ng statement ko.
What?
My first flowers.
Can you expect more?
Sorry. What is stalling you?
Yeah, sige. I'll save this for maybe for next batch. But I have to change a word. Si Cristiano Ronaldo wants to get me fired.
Is it so easy?
It's so easy. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10
love acronyms
comes from Chinita Jen.
Chinita Jen says,
diba sometimes when you're with somebody you love, you can't get enough of them. And you can't spend too much time with
yeah.
them. Diba? So her love acronym,
mm-hmm.
time is too short. But it is.
Ay,
I have to admit, it is.
Yes.
Diba?
Time is too short.
I need more time. More time, please. Diba? More time with you. That's what I want.
Alright.
Okay, the top 10 love acronyms. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags. Hashtag the morning rush and hashtag love acronyms.
RX 931.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
Part two.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 love acronyms. We'll jump into it. I don't even know where to start. They have so many entries, and
my pen and paper, they're ready.
Okay, let's start off with Chenong. Ito yung I love you. One word. Yung A-Y-L-A-B-Y-U.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Kasi sometimes that's what they do. Eh. They do like text speak.
Yeah.
So, in this case, hi, I love you till eternity. Hi, I love you. Pero I love you nice. One
word.
I love you till eternity.
Hilt?
I love you. Till eternity. Dyslexic naman mo kasama ako.
One word na yung I love you, diba?
Oh, diba? With
hi,
an A.
H.
Oh.
I love you.
A. Till eternity.
I niya is, akala ko I.
Di ba sabi ko sa'yo A?
Gulo mo eh.
Ako ba magulo?
I love you till
eternity.
Hate.
At saka talagang hilt.
Hilt? Is it hilt?
At saka nasan yung L?
Oh nga.
Even if nagkamali ako dun sa I love you, asan yung L?
Basta nandun.
Anong grade mo nung spelling?
I was never good in spelling. No, actually, I was.
Actually, ako din.
I was good.
I loved spelling. And I hate that I was second place, grade 2 spelling, or grade 3, because of the word shipping.
Why?
And I wanted to hit myself on the head.
Shipping?
I forgot 1P. And the thing is, I knew it was 2Ps. Alam mo yung...
You second-guessed yourself?
Hindi yung parang, or careless, or nervous, or something. Because I hated being on stage, and you know, we had to do it like on...
You know, don't live in the past. Don't relive that hate.
Hindi ko talaga malapit. Tapos hanggang ngayon, pag nakikita ko yung first place, yung parang... yung parang, this was like, we were great
too. It's so true. He's really like...
Hindi ko talaga ma... I can't let it go.
Alam mo, you really bear a grudge.
Ay, nako.
Grabe! You're incredible.
Nanood nga ako nung The Grudge, tapos ako yung lumabas.
I mean, like, this guy, don't even cross him once. You won't forget it.
Ever.
Diyos ko.
I mean, I can let it go, pero yung...
Not really.
Hindi, alam mo yung let it go. Not to the point na yung parang, I will actively hate you. Pero, nakastore siya.
I know! That's so weird.
So parang
so weird.
Merong hard drive in my head.
I know! My gosh.
Like yung sinabi mo na, you
never lie. Na naman. Hindi lang kaya yun. Ang dami pa. Sabi ko, grabe
naman. I never
naman.
Tell lies. Of ayan course,
na Del. Ito na naman tayo. Here he is reliving this hate. I swear. Let it go.
I can't.
Let it go. Are you gonna let it go or not?
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
He won't.
I cannot agree, ha? I cannot agree. I cannot guarantee. Okay, ito cute. From Mr. Maria. Samahang atinistang walang iniibig.
Sawi.
Sawi. Si Kowengter says, basta ako, kapit lang ako.
Basta ako, kapit lang ako.
Ngayon ba?
I like.
Diba? Basta ako, kapit lang ako.
And then the tone of it is like, where it's resignation.
At saka, you know what's
basta
nice?
Basta ako, kapit lang ako.
I like the acronyms na nagpo-flow talaga.
Right,
yung parang hindi
right.
Pinilit.
Yes, exactly.
Basta ako, kapit lang ako. J. Ryan says, baby, ako'y yakapin at gustuhin.
Ay, nako! Grabe! I am halfway through the word and I already know.
You already know, right? Ito, from Cinco Wengtor. Don't ever love a man after raunchy sex.
That's my name!
But with an S.
Don't ever love a man after raunchy sex?
Yeah.
Why not? What are you talking about? Isn't that the best time?
Really?
No, I mean, wala
lang. LS Dominique says, lol, lol.
Uh-huh.
Love or lust?
I like that. Because there is a big difference.
Exactly. And then from Camilo.
But sometimes it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Sometimes you love somebody so much, I mean physically,
yeah,
that you think you love them.
Love them. Yeah. Because I don't know if it's being aired here. In the States, The Bachelor.
Yeah.
There's this girl. She's like so vile. Everybody knows it. The outtakes say it. She's always so drama. She all the girls hate her. And you know why? So The Bachelor doesn't know. Of course, he doesn't know that part, right? Because he doesn't see that. And then finally, she gets voted off. And the way she took the voting off was exactly how you would...
In character.
Yeah, in character. So she was like, I can't believe they did this to me. So finally, guy was being asked, like, didn't you know that she was like that? And then he says in a tweet, well, sometimes it's not your brain that's working.
Right.
Meaning to say, because she was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And most guys will not see just how... You know, how bratty
and
or
that,
how...
that book, di ba? Ano yung something about bitches we love or...
No, why men marry bitches.
There. Di ba? Same thing. Because sometimes they're hot. Di ba?
Okay.
Kasi with men talaga eh. They think with...
I look down on my hand. There's nothing. I'm just a bitch. Because they're hot. Oh, I'm just a bitch.
I'm sure that's one reason.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But in The Bachelor, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because she was gorgeous.
She was gorgeous. And same thing from Camilo. LOL, love Olandian. Same thing with lust. And Chenong says, okay, ito yung, again, some of them are using text spelling.
Speak. Okay.
So yung U... is capital, is U, letter U.
Letter U,
okay. Not Y.
Okay.
So, boy you loved and kissed like a kikai.
Boy.
You love. And kissed
and
like
kissed.
A kikai.
Bulaklak.
Bulaklak.
Ah.
Diba? Kung kikai yung boy, eh, bulaklak.
Ang dami namang kikai na boys.
Madmat Mark says, always understanding, really inviting the girl.
Always understand, outing.
Diba? Ilad Villanueva says, between us, remember always, trust. Importante yan eh.
Ay,
no, importante yan sa relationship. Chico. Diba?
How come you send acronyms that we can't say on the air?
Ilad Villanueva says, darling, always kind and kinky. It's a place.
It's a private resort.
Resort.
Yeah.
Mm. Baba Bambin says, baby, ako'y kinikilig doing online lang. But I don't know what that word is.
I don't know either.
What is that word? Is that bad?
I don't know.
Parang hindi. Isn't it parang
body odor?
Yeah. Or basang kilikili?
I think so.
Diba?
I think so.
Oh, anyway. Baby, ako'y kinikilig. Baby, no, because my computer jumps. Baby, ako'y kinikilig tuwing online lang. Shivana says, oh, ito. Again, you is not Y-O-U, it's big U.
Okay.
You gotta love yourself. On Valentine's Day, you gotta love yourself.
Ugly.
Camilo says, KKK.
Okay.
Kahit konting kilig.
No, sometimes that's what you want.
That's what you want. Kahit konti lang. Stealthy Roshi says, men are rarely right in a girl's eyes. Men are rarely right in a girl's eyes.
Marriage. How apt.
How apt, diba? It's perfect. And the top. the top. Love acronyms. Ito grabe talaga. Mm. It's perfect. It's masterfully done. Comes from Malyuth.
Malyuth says.
Very simple. Sulat mo yung acronym ha.
Okay.
Simple lang yung entry niya eh. Maikli lang.
Okay, go.
Umiibig si Arias.
my gosh. Really? That's not masterfully done. I don't think so.
It's masterfully done.
Whatever.
What does it spell out?
I don't know. I'm dyslexic.
USA.
Wala kayo. Ah, okay.
Ang galing.
Whatevs.
Ang galing, you have to admit.
I'm not Arias, I'm Del.
What?
And you say Arias, it's everybody in my family.
I know, but we can also call you that. I mean, at least on the show, you're the only Arias. So, umiibig si Arias. USA.
Basta ako, kapit lang.
Hindi.
Basta
ako, kapit.
Ayaw, basta ako, kapit lang.
Kasi may isa pang A eh.
Right. Basta ako. Kapit lang.
Ako? Hindi eh. Dalawang ako.
I don't remember.
Anyway. Basta. Okay. So, the top 10 love acronyms. Go ahead. Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299, or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag love acronyms.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
Hello, hello. Good morning, guys. It's time to get updated again here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. I've got the news again. Kim Kardashian may have had her latest shoot for Elle magazine look easy, but it was a bit of a challenge for stylist Nicola Formichetti, who was behind her look for the magazine's March issue. Formichetti, known for many of pop star Lady Gaga's looks, says that several high-end fashion designers would not lend him the clothes for Kim to wear in the shoot. He says, and I quote, "People wouldn't lend me the clothes," saying, writing it off as fashion snobbery. In the end, designers like Tom Ford, Roberto Cavalli, and Oscar de la Renta did share their designs with Kim for the shoot. See more of Kim in the March issue of Elle at Elle.com.
This is news to me. I mean, why wouldn't they want? I mean, she's so high profile. I mean, I know that, you know, some people think she's a little tacky and all that. But, you know, how can you argue with the exposure? And you know, she's with Kanye. I mean, it's not that bad. It's not like she's...
But maybe she earned a reputation in Hollywood.
Really?
I would think so.
Because it's so weird. I mean, this is Kim Kardashian, and you know, they have a fashion line.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not that bad.
I don't know, actually. I wouldn't know.
So it's weird why you would not want somebody so high profile not to wear your clothes on a major fashion shoot in a major fashion magazine. That's Elle.
Yeah, that's Elle magazine. I have no idea where this is coming from.
I mean, you know how, like, designers always go to, like, celebs for, like, the Oscars or the Grammys and... Here, wear me, you know?
Actually, they were saying that during the Grammys, the Golden Globes, the Oscars, it's a mad dash to the finish. Everyone is also trying to get their dresses on stars, especially the ones who are favored for the year. Actually, do you remember Katy Perry's dress at the Grammys? The green one with the super low, it was all cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
They showed it on the runway.
Wow.
And wow, it was a different dress.
Yeah.
And all because of the boobage.
Exactly. Exactly. No, but that's the thing. You know, if
you want the star to wear your dress.
Everyone asks, who are you wearing? You know, it's that kind of mileage. And people and the designers will bend over backwards just for you to wear their clothes. So, you know, a nominee will receive, what, 10
offers,
like, clothes from different designers. They get to wear it. And, you know, the problem sometimes is designers send, let's say, their main outfit to different stars. So what if they both choose it?
Well, they have a system, because they don't wear the same clothes.
Because that's a problem.
That's a
disaster. What if they, diba?
It's bad for the designer. It's bad for the actress.
Right.
You know.
Because remember, there was this one time that there was this huge brouhaha about it because both stars chose the same dress from the same designer, and the designer was like washing his hands off of it because, like, this was a miscommunication from someone who works for him. They gave the same dress to two different actresses.
I don't know.
Diba?
But I think it's really just fashion snobbery. One, they probably think she's a wannabe designer.
Yeah.
Two,
She's not classy.
Three, I would think the body, because she's voluptuous.
Yeah.
You know, most designers prefer you know, the waif-like figure.
Their clothes might not
look
be
as
represented well.
Yeah, that's...
But weird. Why would you not want Kim Kardashian to wear your
poor
clothes?
Kim. And
I
she's
know.
Pregnant, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with Kanye's baby. Hmm.
I saw the pictures. In one photo, she looked like... Amy Winehouse.
Oh, because of, yeah,
it's
maybe
the,
because
the
of the
heritage,
hair.
And, the Armenian heritage, I
and
suppose.
The hair and the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, very dark hair. Well, let's see what happens to Kim, because more and more now she's covering up.
Yeah.
She's not wearing tight-fitting clothes, but which she always wears.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's seen in coats and baggy pants
yeah.
and tops. All right, there you go. That is the latest news here on The Morning Rush. All right, I got two more up my sleeve. I'll give it to you next hour and the hour after that. For now, it's The Morning Rush with C&D right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. The top 10 for today. Love acronyms. Thank you, everyone. Love acronyms is actually number 2
wow.
trending topic in the Philippines. And The Morning Rush is number 6. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, hello
to
Drew and to Mr. Perk. I got your request, Drew. I'll play it in a little bit. And happy Valentine's to Mr. Perk. Also, hello to
the wedding wizards.
Yeah, right. And hello to Koi Yap. All right. Hi to you. And again, happy Valentine's, guys.
Yay. Thank you for the, you know, the trending thing. Okay, so here we go. The top 10
thing.
The top 10 love acronyms. Are you ready? Let's start
I'm
off
ready.
With... Midnight Crease.
Okay.
Everlasting Peace and Love.
Epan.
Yes. Kittredge says, here's a twist on the Italy thing.
Okay.
I thrust and lust you. Diba?
Oh, wow. What a difference one letter makes.
Yeah.
If you put an H, it's
diba
different.
Diba?
Although you might need... Trust, if you want to thrust.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Sid Dimang says, having a person pamper you.
Having
a person
pamper you. Happy.
Diba? It's always nice.
Yeah, it makes pampered. You happy, definitely. Like you matter to someone.
Diba? Ilad Villanueva says, baliwag.
Okay.
Beauty and love I will always give.
Wow.
Nice. Kiddo says, another place, Cebu.
Okay.
Change everything but us. That's
right.
Nice, huh? Oh, ito, this one. From Adonis Mabangis, bleeding and barely over you.
Bleeding.
And barely over
and
you.
And barely over you. Baboy.
Paggalit ka sa kanya talaga. Ito, cute, from Kittredge. Wala akong love life always.
Wala akong...
Love life always.
Love life. Wala.
Wala.
Wala. Ang galing.
Diba? Sid Dimang says, beauty is the cover here.
Beauty is the...
Cover
here. Bitch. You bitch.
Ito, I have to give props to Stealthy Roshi. Kinareer niya talaga to.
Okay.
Bakit ako laging expecting na tayo ay yayayaing makipag-sex?
What?
Sulat mo.
Okay.
Bakit ako laging
wait,
expecting,
bakit ako laging expecting na tayo
ay yayayain makipag-sex?
Valentine's. Wow, career,
diba?
That is.
That's what I'm saying. That's grabe.
Ang haba.
Ang haba nun. Kina Gonzalez says, talking about Valentine's, right? Can't remember another pleasure.
Can't remember another crown.
Shrub says, boys really enjoy all sizes talaga.
Boys
really enjoy all sizes talaga.
Breast. Yes, they do.
Diba?
But the bigger the better.
I know, but let's face
yeah,
it.
Yeah, as long as they're
no,
there.
I've heard guys who said they don't want it too big.
Yeah, but not too big. But never small. Guys never say they like it small.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Len Android. Again, career na career.
Okay.
All boys continue disappointing every faithful girl.
ABCDEFG.
Ilad Villanueva says, legs open very easily.
Legs open very easily. Love.
Right?
And isn't it true for girls?
Love makes it happen.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi when you're in love, of course you give everything.
Well, what's that saying? Like, men love the girls that they sleep with.
Women
sleep with the men they love.
Yeah. I agree with that. Emo Toffee says, bosom regulating accessory.
Bosom regulating accessory. Bra.
Ang galing, no? Galing. It really fits.
And what does that have to do with love?
Hello?
What?
If you love somebody.
I know.
You love every part of them.
Smooth.
Trashy Salvador. Alam mo talaga, when I type in Trishy Salvador, my computer autocorrects Trishy into
Trashy.
Because
there's no Trishy.
Yeah, so Trashy, sorry. It's my
Trishy, we
blame
met.
Word.
We met last book launch, at the book launch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Trashy, blame word, not me. Okay. Choose happiness or sadness on Valentine's Day.
Again?
Choose happiness or sadness.
Or sadness. Chos.
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 Diba? Ito si Targrad. Diba love in Italian is amore?
Amore.
Okay, so. True amore every day.
Oh, crap.
Chanung says, Lovers always say,
Promise.
I'll never akit someone.
Las piñas?
Yes.
Galing.
Diba? Ang galing
niyo,
eh. And the James Harold says, kapag expert, laging safe.
Kapag expert, laging safe.
Palaging safe. Kapag expert, palaging...
Oh, I can't say that word.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, Chico, I almost said it. I'm gonna get suspended. So glad I have a trusty little notebook.
Avria Chocolat says, being in this commitment, heaven.
Bitch.
Diba?
Bitch, please.
Jay Ryan says, yan ang gusto. Beautiful, obedient, loving, sweet.
I can't say that word, but that's like a slang.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 love acronyms comes from Lenlen Android.
But puro green.
Hindi naman lahat.
Oh, ito, 90%. Hindi to green.
Pero ang galing. I must say, ang galing.
Okay.
Lenlen Android says, kaliwa ang biyaheng iyong tinahak.
Galing.
Ang galing, ha?
Kabit.
Di ba?
Kaliwa
ang biyaheng iyong tinahak.
So perfect.
Ang galing. I mean, I must say, that was like,
because that's a word, nangangaliwa, diba? Then you, pag nangangaliwa, usually make, yun ang kabit.
Pag ikaw yung kinakaliwahing, you're the kabit.
No.
Kasi you're not a kabit if you're the one nangangaliwa. You're the kaliwetero. Kaliwero.
Kaliwa, the mistress.
Kaliwa.
Just say mistress.
Pero pag ikaw yung the one having an affair with somebody who's married, you're the kabitera.
Huh?
The kabit.
Yeah.
Di ba? Kasi kayong kumakabit dun sa tao.
We got it. Like
kasi ikaw yung married.
3 minutes ago, we got it.
Kumakabit eh. You're actually the kaliwa.
Pero it's funny kasi kabit has a word.
Yeah.
But the couple that's in the middle of the whole thing, they don't have words for them.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, asawa.
Yeah.
Or lalaki. But the kabit, it's a specific label. For the one, the object of the infidelity.
Oh, kasi the unit is the couple.
Is the couple.
Ikaw yung kumakabit dun sa couple.
Right. Galing, eh?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the judgment is on.
On the one, the mistress.
Yeah.
Or the kept man. Pwede naman.
Yeah, it's true.
In this day and age, it's
not. But remember, not the guy. Not the husband, let's say. There's no word for them. You just say nangangaliwa, but there's no label
yeah.
for the one who's cheating.
say babaero, but babaero is not specific to a married guy.
Yeah, you can be a single guy na babaero.
Right.
Right? Oh my gosh. It's how, it tells you how society perceives.
Double standards.
Yeah.
Tsaka kabet is mostly girls.
Yeah, you rarely call a guy kabet.
Kabet, right.
Although they are. Mm-hmm. The top 10 love acronyms, enjoying ourselves on Valentine's Day. If you can't enjoy it.
Only the Morning Rush way.
Only the Morning Rush way. If you want to join us, key in RX, space, your entries, and you send them to 2299, or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag love acronyms with an S.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
You know, someone was saying on Twitter,
what?
Naawa sila sa keyboard mo, because they can hear you tapping away, like you're angry.
What?
You pound that keyboard very hard.
Yes, I do.
But you do, grabe.
I do. Thank you very much to everyone for making love acronyms and the Morning Rush trend in the Philippines. Thank you.
Say hello to Gino.
Hello.
He just tweeted an entry.
What?
Hindi pwede sabihin. I'll just say it. Pag-ibig energetic, parating ecstatic.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Gino.
Never mind then.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive somewhere. You have a lot of explaining to do.
I know, right?
People are looking for you.
So, hey, you want to thank anyone?
Huh?
Because we're like greeting. Baka you might want
to...
What? You might want to thank somebody.
Wala.
Wait, kasi kanina, Leonard, di ba? Leonard brought flowers, right?
Sige, ako gaganti ako. I will do this, pero gaganti ako. I swear.
What?
Gaganti talaga ako.
It's just fair.
Okay,
equality's sake. Oh, you thanked Leonard earlier.
Eh, kasi hindi ko naman nakita si Leonard sa bahay ko.
Eh, bakit? What? Bilis, we can start na.
Bahala ka.
Ano bahala ka? Ah, ako mag-thank you for you.
And I've got flowers. They're nice. They're beautiful red roses.
Yeah, di ba? Oh, and?
Thank you, Cooper.
Ganon. Ganon, huh?
Thanks.
Cooper.
Oh, thank you to Tyler.
There you go.
Drop by with flowers.
All right, so here we go. The top 10 love
acronyms. Gaganti talaga ako. You have no idea. I'm going to plot it.
A black shopaw says.
Wait, I have my pen and paper.
Dalawa ang tinext. Ingot.
Date.
Yes.
Diba? I wonder if that really happens.
Yes, I'm sure it does. Mrs. Bond says, stress is now gone. Life's easier.
Ah, single.
Diba?
Well, if you were like that, if you were stressed when you were with someone.
Yeah.
Diba?
It's actually a good thing. Tonio Marcopio says, Madam, I've loved faithfully.
A mil.
Lobsky says, sabi ng Becky dun sa boylet niya, na nahuli niyang nakikipag-flirt sa motel receptionist. Hoy! India! Inside now, dahil imbyerna ako. India. Diba? Inside now, dahil imbyerna ako.
Sinama ko yung H eh, kasi hoy.
Ayaw nga. Hindi, hoy India.
Hoy India.
India. Shivana says, Father and Mother, I love you.
Ah, family.
Diba? Elliot Girl says, kailangan isipin sarili sometimes.
Kiss.
Timer says, sinaktan. Tinira. Umiyak. Pinangakuan. Iniwan. Dumudugo.
Stupid.
Diba?
Galing.
Galing.
Ang galing. They really have it.
I know.
Like the word and the acronym, what it stands for.
What it stands for.
Mean.
Has something to do with the other words are saying. Mash Plutonium says, di ba minsan pag wala kang love, you tend to be masungit.
Yeah, and so, cranky.
And cranky. And sometimes you need the love and the things that go with love to make you happy.
That's a good game.
Choosing happiness ultimately prevents anger. And
Right. Choosing happiness.
Really?
Ultimately what?
Nothing na. Hindi ko na. Wala na. Na-delete
ultimately.
Ko na. Get rich, ha? Get rich next. Get rich na. Becky at lalaki, alak kailangan.
Balak.
The Dazara says, hunky, irresistible, pangit, okay na rin.
Hipon. Ah,
hipon.
Ah, na rin. Pero na rin is two words,
well,
no?
Well, yung na rin niya kasi is like...
Is one word. Is one word.
Ilad Villanueva says, pretty and naughty, truly yours.
Panty. You know, panty is such a weird word.
Yeah, parang it's so...
Dirty. It's just too dirty a word, panty. Panties. Ugh.
Why?
If you say underwear, but it's okay.
Parang, yeah.
But once you say panties, parang... Oh.
That guy marked X. Love is forever, eh, diba?
Is that it? No.
Love is forever. Hindi iiwan. No death or tragedy. Diba? So talagang parang nothing will keep us apart. Nothing. Diba sabi nila till death do us part.
Not
even
death.
What does
this word mean?
I don't know.
Can I say it?
No! Sorry. No.
Okay.
I'm Alex Ise says, diba minsan Valentine's, ano kagad natin? Date, love,
flowers,
kissing.
Chocolates, promises.
Sometimes it's a good talk.
Oh no.
Diba? Sometimes it's a good talk. And that's what love is all about.
Okay, what is it? Give
I am
it to
Alex
me.
He says, bawat usap.
Bawat usap.
Ramdam. At ramdam. Tagos. And next up, coming from, and the top, love acronym.
Can't believe this. This is like 80%, 90% green.
No, 60.
You can't. No. 60. Look. Look at the words that I've written on this paper.
It's like, you know, if somebody just walks in and sees the words you've been writing in your paper. And the top love acronym comes from Sid Dimang.
He says,
I love this because it's about Valentine's Day itself.
Okay.
Seriously happy, especially today.
Seriously happy, especially today. Take that.
Take that. Okay? So there you go. That's what we're doing today. Thank you very much. Love Acronyms is currently number 3 in the Philippine Trends, and The Morning Rush is at number 6. Thank you. The top 10 love acronyms. If you want to join us, have fun today on a Valentine's Day, Thursday.
And get your ears used to hearing that the whole day
today. The whole day. So key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag love acronyms.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
We are so excited.
We're so excited. I mean, if you are a big fan of Suits, you would be jumping up and down when you hear the news. And I'm sure you have, because he was tweeting this.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. It's that word is so fitting. I think it's from Tagalog. Because diba sinusuot?
Suits. Yeah. All right, here we go. Hollywood actor Patrick J. Adams will visit Manila this February. Wow. Yes, we're talking about Mike Ross of Suits.
You're Patrick. A big fan. You're a big fan.
Well, he's my crush.
Yeah.
More than Harvey, I like Mike. Patrick, popularly known as Mike Ross in the legal drama Suits, tweeted that the Philippines is one of the Southeast Asian countries he is visiting. Pretty Little Liar star Troyan Belisario is coming with him and quoted, "Yes, it's true. At Sleep in the Garden and I are headed to Singapore, Malaysia, and the Philippines. Swimming there, though, so may take a second." He tweeted on Monday, February 11. Patrick earned a 2011 Screen Actors Guild Award nomination for Outstanding Actor in a Drama Series for his role as Mike Ross. In a press statement, Solar Entertainment CEO Peter Chan Leong confirmed that cable channel JAG TV is bringing Patrick to Manila to promote Suits, which is now on its second season. Patrick will brush elbows with Filipino fans in a meet and greet event to be organized by JAG TV.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I wish Harvey was here.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Litz, Rachel would be here. And, wait, what's the name of Harvey's secretary? She's so good too. Oh my God, what's the name of his secretary? Damn it.
What?
The redhead. Oh man, tweet us, but it's only Mike Ross who's coming over. Well, the actor who plays Mike Ross. I follow him on Twitter and Instagram.
But this will be so exciting, especially for people who follow the show. And you know, it's nice that you know we're actually a stop now for these stars that we only get to catch on TV.
Well, I think it's really Jack TV that brings the stars in.
That's
so
true.
That. You know, the fans who watch these shows on their channel get a boost because it's different once you've seen them.
I know.
And you have a feeling that they know your country.
And
I don't know. It just matters.
When they tour them around the different regions. And it's nice because remember, diba, parang before here in Asia, we would never be like, we'd never get to see the Hollywood stars and the people on TV.
Well,
so it's
do
nice.
You know the premise of the TV show?
No.
Okay, because he's super genius. Mike Ross is super genius.
Yeah.
He does a bad thing by taking exams for people.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not in college himself, but he takes exams for SATs and all that.
Yeah.
The LSATs. And then he's a dopehead. And he's really just, you know, like a bum who makes money by taking exams for other people. And then one day, well, his best friend got in trouble with drugs, and he got handed drugs.
Mm.
And he tried to elude these people. And he lands in Harvey Specter's law firm, which was holding an interview for would-be interns.
Yeah.
And since he knows the law, not because he's a law student, but because
he's just so smart.
Yeah, he retains everything he reads. You can make him read tons and tons of paperwork.
Like photographic memory.
Yeah. And there he passed the interview and Harvey liked him, but knew that he wasn't from Harvard, although he's posing as he is from Harvard. So he's that's always following him. Is he going to get found out?
Oh.
Yeah, and power play within the firm. But anyway.
And do you get to catch the other one, the Pretty Little Liars?
Pretty Little Liars. I caught maybe a few episodes of the first season. I see it every now and then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, but this is big
PLL.
News especially for TV fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So he's coming over again. It's just a matter of time. And trust me, we will all be tweeting about this.
Yes.
That's the news. The third one here today on the show. I got one more in store for you. I'll give it to you next hour right here on The Morning Rush, live and airborne on Monster Radio RX 93.5.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Okay, Coco says, ano kayong pangalan ni Baby Whale? Kasi si Del na nag-thank you pangalan. Right, thank you, Coco. Alam ko ba sabi mo equality?
Yun nga ang pangalan eh, Baby Whale nga eh.
Di kaya.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm just so happy. I'm happy. Karma comes quickly.
It's like a chameleon.
Huh?
You know, I saw this cartoon. It was so bad, but I really like found myself so funny.
So funny?
No, I found it so funny. But it's so bad. It's
what?
So politically incorrect. It was a cartoon. One strip lang.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos it was like an ER. No, not an ER. An ICU.
Okay.
Tapos there were like beds na mga comatose na mga tao.
Okay.
Tapos yung isang bed, merong giant like chameleon. Tapos sabi nung doktor na pumasok, coma, chameleon.
Coma, chameleon.
It was so bad. I was like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
Diba?
But, nililito mo kami eh. So,
ay, nako.
Who are you thanking? And please, state a name.
Ha?
I stated a name.
Alam mo, wala na tayong oras
talaga.
Pinilit
mo pa ako eh. I remember
wala
saying no.
Wala na tayong oras. Sige ka, we will be delayed. Okay. So, let's start off
talaga.
Yes, we want to do the top 10.
Kanina pa tayo delayed.
Hindi ah. Oh, pero even more.
So, thank you to...
Thank you to everybody. Love Acronyms is already number 3 in the Philippine Trends. And The Morning Rush went up to number 5. Thank you
to everybody. Remember, I was asking the name of Harvey Specter's secretary?
Yeah.
Donna.
Okay, so let's start off with... Black Chopin. All love must overcome rowdy attitudes needlessly acted somewhere.
What is that? Sorry, I didn't have my...
All love...
Must overcome...
Rowdy attitudes needlessly. Acted somewhere.
Thank you, Chico.
Yeah.
Hindi kasi pwede sabihin yung word eh. You choose words that I can't say.
What?
Remember, if it's an acronym, you have to say the letters.
Bahala na. We don't have time for this foolishness. Ilad Villanueva says...
Foolishness.
No. Cristiano Reynaldo says...
Okay.
Please. Eat na itong saging. Kasi nagbebenta siya ng banana queue eh. So, please. Eat na itong saging. Diba? Kasi pag hindi ko to naubos, hindi ako kikita. Hindi kita mabibila ng flowers for Valentine's. Kawawa ka naman. So, please.
Are you talking about?
Sige ka. Jubeth Leasing says, sweet teen desire.
Sweet teen STD.
Mashed Plutonium says, dalian na natin to ha.
Okay.
Make a good joke and keep on laughing.
Make a good joke.
All right. And then Ilad Villanueva now says, please exchange nice, intimate sweetness. And also,
since we started, there isn't anything that's not green.
Ito. Shrub 75.
Oh.
Playful individuals suck in love.
Playful individuals suck in love. Pisil?
Yes. Pisil. And also, Butter Baby says, having another perfect puso.
Having another perfect puso.
Having another perfect puso yearning.
Happy.
Yeah, pero it's yearning.
Yearning.
Diba?
Pero sometimes isn't yearning, doesn't it make you happy?
No. Because yearning means you're pining for someone. Eh?
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it part of it that you're happy to be wanting someone?
Let me put it this way. Yearning is good if you're yearning for something that you have.
Or that you will eventually have. Of course, but you never know that.
Yearning for, let's say, somebody who you know you will never have. That's
yeah, that's different.
Diba? But it's still yearning.
But diba yearning, at least you have a feeling of wanting.
Well, yeah.
But sometimes the wanting is, diba, you know, it sucks. And all you want is to stop wanting them or loving them.
And wanting only makes sense if you can satisfy the want. If you can't, that sucks.
Are we talking about...
No, not necessarily. Mad Matt Mark. Slow argument.
Wait, slow argument.
Unintentional narcissistic arrogance.
Intentional.
Uh-huh. Slow argument. Slow unintentional narcissistic arrogance.
Yes, sauna.
Yes. Ito, I love this. From R.D. Monteverhin. Very simple. You know Valentine's?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a loss of valuable energy. Galing, ah.
Loss of valuable energy. Is that what love does?
Is it? Well, it depends on how you. It depends on who you ask.
Well, there is a loss, but there's. Hindi, kasi it comes back naman eh.
If it comes back,
if it comes
there's
back.
Unrequited love.
Oh, well, yeah.
And,
is unrequited love love?
It is. It's just
is it?
Unrequited.
Okay.
That doesn't always mean it's two-way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice love. But if there's a love that's one way. And also...
Oh, see, sabi ni Sam Dangilan, ang hirap naman i-decipher ng love acronyms kasi hindi binabasa yung word. Aha!
Ay, ewan ko sa inyo. Shivana says, Nepal. Ito yung mga place acronyms. Nepal. Never ever part as lovers.
Never ever part as lovers.
That's nice.
Okay.
And then, also, okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 love acronyms comes from, actually, two people.
Mm-hmm.
First, from Young Indy. Ang malaki, enjoy. Really, I'm kilig always ngayon. Over.
Kaya mo talaga.
Wait, di ba? Bilis. Ang malaki, enjoy. Really.
I don't know, I can't hear you.
I'm kilig always ngayon. Over.
I can't hear you.
What does that spell?
Hello.
Nagreklamo ka, we never say it. What is it? What does it spell out? It's Americano. I want more from Ilad Villanueva.
What?
Truly,
truly,
your love every day remembered.
Huh? Truly?
Your love every day.
Your love
every day.
Ano yung tuler?
Your, Y-O-U-R.
I know.
So truly,
alam mo ang daya mo, ah.
Your love bet, every day.
I bet that remembered. You are using the ones that have something to do with
of
me.
Of course not.
Guys, you can send me all the love acronyms
sobra,
on Chico.
How dare you
and
accuse me?
Or Gino, okay?
Ay, kay Gino pa, sige.
I will read both.
Kay Gino na lang. You concentrate on Gino.
No, I will concentrate on you.
At hindi siya makakalaban kasi wala siya dito.
Kawawa naman. Diba, hey, no? Gino, you have to text us if we can, you know, if we can call you.
Oo nga.
We should call you. We have to get you on the air on Valentine's.
I know. Even just to greet everybody.
Yeah, you should be able to greet people. So, we'll see if we can get him on the line.
Diba? Alright, so, the top 10 love acronyms. Let's enjoy Valentine's the Morning Rush style.
Yes, please.
Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us by twitter.com/RX931.
What?
Just make sure you include...
Say that again.
Twitter.com/RX931.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you include our two hashtags, #TheMorningRush and #LoveAcronyms.
Hey, did you post our picture?
Ito na, I'm getting on it.
Okay.
I have to log on to Facebook.
All right, here All we right. go. We'll post a picture on Facebook. Just check it out. It's our epic pic today.
Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico.
It's Rush.
Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Alright, before anything else, we are congratulating the winner of the tickets, Paramore. Remember the ticket giveaway on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, congratulations to our winner winning two tickets to Paramore's concert. Congratulations to Regine Sevilla.
Wow, congratulations.
Right, congratulations.
Oh, such coveted tickets.
Exactly.
You are so lucky to have won this.
She got all five songs correct. And so if you're tuned in or you're a friend of Regine Sevilla, please tell her that she won the tickets and she has to call Riza Mendoza at 633-5414-16.
Right?
All right.
Okay, so we've got our top 10 for today. And wait a minute. And thank you very much for keeping love acronyms and the Morning Rush trending in the Philippines. Thank you.
Actually, I have so many for you.
Ay, nako.
Ang galing nila.
Why are you, ano kasi,
what?
Instigating?
I'm not instigating. You're the one who you read entries on me. So this show has to be equal opportunity for everybody.
Except in the top 10.
No, no. Butter Baby says, bringing a baby, yung walking hand in hand always, laging Eastwood.
Ay, nako.
Baby.
Oh, yeah, hindi laging Eastwood.
O, saan pa?
Hindi naman. I'm just saying.
There's another one. Wait, from, where is that? Aha. Okay. Okay, from Tammy. Babe always bite you while having a lusty encounter.
Babe always bite you. Ay, nako.
Baby way lang nga lahat to eh.
Kaya nga eh. Andaya mo, alam mo, you know what makes this unfair?
Why?
Ikaw, ininstigate mo. Yung
hey.
Sayo, talagang they were sending
oh.
it in. Did you hear me say anything on
but,
air?
But why was there nothing on you?
Kasi nga, hindi mo pa ini-instigate.
Oh, so? You were ignoring yours.
No.
And then airing mine.
I thought from Shrub 75.
Ito. Wait.
What?
From I Am Gigat. Can hurt intensely. Careful, okay?
Can't hurt intensely. Ah.
Yeah, for Chico.
Nice.
Okay, hindi pwede yan. Ang dami mga bastos talaga pag ikaw eh.
Oh, sobra ka. Alam mo, grabe ka mang judge. You're such a judgmental ko.
Yes, I am.
Oh, ito, ito.
Okay.
From Shrub 75. Very apparent, lame excuse not to invalidate naughty exercises.
What?
Very apparent.
Very apparent.
Lame excuse.
Lame Valentine.
Yes. Ito from Lucien. Love is for everyone.
Love is for life.
Diba?
Nice.
I like that.
Very life
nice.
Love is for everyone.
Apo ni Melchor says, gusto kitang the following. Ibigin.
Wait, the acronym starts with this.
Starts with this.
Okay.
Gusto kitang ibigin.
Yes.
Kalingain. Alagaan. Mahalin. Arugain.
Ew! Ew!
Earl MFAO says, understanding.
Okay.
Thoughtful. On time.
UFO.
Ilad Villanueva says, be everything that love obviously grants. Ganda, no? Be everything that love...
Be everything...
That love obviously grants. And love grants you, diba, peace, understanding,
Chico,
caring,
di pwede to.
Gratitude, diba?
My gosh, all these acronyms, these words, you can't even say them.
No, be everything that love obviously grants. Oh, and speaking of, we posted on facebook.com/rx931 our epic pic for today.
Yay!
We're holding our flowers.
Well,
go check it out, please. It's facebook.com/rx931. Okay, and then also,
I want to see your response again.
I Am Baloy says, keep it short, simple, and so sexy.
Keep it short,
simple,
simple,
and so sexy.
Kisses? I don't. Hey. Okay, got it. Hey. Kiss.
Yes.
Kiss.
Lazy B says, love our vampire Edward.
Love our vampire. Ay, galing.
Galing na.
Love.
Yeah.
Hey, your name from Mad Mutt Mark. Chico. Constant harot, inviting chaos. Over!
Hey, that's actually nice, eh?
Ay, tsaka bagay sa'yo. Constant harot, inviting chaos. Over!
Jubet Leasing says, sayo. Sayo is one word.
Okay.
Sayo ang natatanging oras. Lagi.
Santol?
Diba? At Madison Camille, just answer. Pwera ang no.
Just answer. Pwera. Japan!
Yeah. Diba? Dren's friend says, just always count on love. Because, you know, you can always count on love. You can always count on love to like save the day.
You can always count on love to disappoint you.
That too.
You can always count on love to break your heart.
Sige, galing.
Hindi, pwede naman eh. I'm just saying.
Kaya nga. Stealthy Rashi says, pag-ibig o kayamanan, parehong okay. Pipili ko kaminsan na, di ba? Pag-ibig o kayamanan. Parehong okay.
Okay.
Mm, pareho lang naman yun, di ba? Depende. If you're career-oriented or love-oriented, it's all up to you.
Grabe ka na. Sobra ka na, Chico.
Coco Hernandez says, this is really nice. Life on vacation every day.
Life on vacation. Ah, love.
That's how it feels.
Life on vacation. Well, yeah, if you have love.
You feel like your life is on vacation every day. Because there's no work. You're not working for it.
Right, and you're just happy.
You're just happy. That's nice. Jun Miguel says, kulang umibig, pero ang lambing. So,
what's the use of these acronyms? You can't even say the word.
I thought you can. Inira says, this is really nice. Stop trusting unworthy people. I did.
Ah, stupid.
Diba? Camilo says, mahal aking alay, load at tuition.
Maalat? Weird.
Yes. Ken Karot says, eh bakit? Akin ka?
Eh bakit? Akin ka?
Di ba? Eh bakit ba?
Andin din yung the word.
Yeah.
Eh bakit?
Oh, eh bakit? Akin ka?
Eh bakit? Huh?
I thought, this is for like TV people.
Okay.
People on TV. Lalo na yung mga nagde-network wars. Paano kunyari, from one network na in love dun sa opposing network, di ba? Madison Camille says, pwede enging kapuso? Please. Even kapamilya. So, next one. And the entry that caps off...
Oh, wait.
One more. From Young Indie pala. Second to the last. Thank your love's endless romance.
Thank your...
Love's endless romance. Diba? Kasi your love... Endless yung
Strike
romance.
Strike 2 ka na.
Bakit?
Strike 2.
Bakit?
Sige,
thank your loves, kita. Endless romance.
They always send me these things.
Oh, sige. And the top, love acronym. This is so creative, I must say. Comes from Kina Gonzalez.
Kina says,
diba like sometimes you break up
okay.
with somebody you love.
Okay.
Tapos, you see them and they look so unhappy where they are now. Yung parang
sometimes, even if you're lucky.
Even if you found success, let's say in love or in career, parang you feel bad for them, di ba? Yun yung...
Sometimes you're happy that they're feeling sad.
Eh, wag yun.
Okay.
Ito yung parang, I wanna save you. Lalo na yung mga ganun, di ba? So, Kina Gonzalez says,
okay.
Seeing your pain, has incited loneliness in success.
Syphilis.
Seeing your pain has incited loneliness.
Oh my gosh.
In success.
Syphilis? Really? Really? That's your acronym? Grabe ka, Kina.
What? Diba?
Can't imagine.
Oh my gosh. All right. So there you go. That's what we're looking for.
Love acronyms. But mostly the genitalia. That's what you're saying. I'm going to say it because half
what?
Of... Chico, half. If, no, more than half of these
Grabe
acronyms.
Ka. Kadiri ka din.
Sos, ikaw pumili. Like, everything that has to do with the things we can't say.
Sobra ka.
It's true.
Delamar.
Don't turn the tables, okay?
If you want to join us for the top 10 love acronyms, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #LoveAcronyms. And again, check out our epic pick for today on facebook.com/RX931.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Hey, let's just say hello and thank you to the Toblerone family.
I know, we're going to Instagram it. It's unbelievable
how
what they gave us.
And also, let's say hello to Bobby.
I know, always.
Max's.
Wow, always a pleasure to see Bobby. And
happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. And to everybody. And so here we go. Let's do the top 10. Love acronyms. Thank you very much. Love acronyms and The Morning Rush. Both hashtags are trending in the Philippines.
I just saw your epic pic caption. Thank you, Chico. Check out our love acronym.
I know, right?
The epic pic.
It's on...
I'm having a bad hair day.
It's on facebook.com
so bad today.
/RX931. It's okay.
No.
I'm checking it out.
I look weird.
Why?
I look so strange today.
No, it's nice.
Anyway, yeah, check it out.
You have to check it out.
He used his own love acronym.
Right. Our love acronym.
I had no say in that.
Bakit ba?
Okay, Urination says, this is a love acronym for your name. Children, hide. It's Chico. Oh.
Oh, oh, meron pang oh.
Oh, kasi kailangan na oh eh.
Oh. Okay, so here we go. Oh my gosh, please, can we just get on it? Kasi talaga ang dami.
Okay.
All right, Andy Mool says, tandaan, irog, ramdamin itong kilig.
Again. I didn't have my pen and paper. Okay.
Tandaan, irog.
Tandaan, irog.
Ramdaman itong kilig.
Tirik.
Kiko Man Machine says, crazy one night. Crazy one night drive.
One night drive.
On melancholic situations. Okay. Baba Bambin says, bakla ang load ay kakampi upang boil it ating kamtan.
Again?
Bakla ang load ay kakampi upang boil it ating kamtan.
What does it spell
out? Bak.
I was like, what is that?
Yogi, Young Indy says, come on, love, enjoy, enjoy na. I don't even know what that means. also.
Hey, Gina just tweeted. He's in the, you know, he's having himself checked.
Oh, yeah.
He might have an injury. That's why he's not here.
I know.
Make sure you follow his tweets so that you know what's going on
What's going on with him. Earl MFAO says, harsh on exes.
Harsh on...
Camilo says, lust ay panandalian.
Lust ay panandalian.
Love ay pangmatagal.
Lap, lap. You can say that, right?
Yeah, it means... No.
Diba? Or a dog. When a dog licks you.
That's lap. In English.
Tama. Oo nga.
Fortunato says, matitikmang wagas ang halik. It's nice, no? Nice. It actually fits. That guy marked X says, walang extra dude. That is not good. That, ha? D-A-T. Walang extra dude. That is not good.
What's that? Wedding.
Dapat walang extra. Oh, ito from Gino Boy. Believe love only with Japanese original babes.
Again, believe love only with Japanese
original babes.
Gino, I swear. Oh, meron pa sila. Even when he's injured.
Gino and Dre.
Okay.
Andre. total, ikaw talaga eh. Oh, Jesse says, this is how he feels about Valentine's Day. Eh?
Okay.
Love essentially celebrated happily every day.
Love essentially celebrated
happily every day.
Leche.
It doesn't have to be Valentine's.
It's right? True though. Right.
Shivana says, beautiful, adorable, you are gorgeous.
Beautiful, adorable, you are
gorgeous.
Can't say that.
Ito from Fortunato. Perfect.
I don't think you want me to say any of these
No. Ito you can. Perfecto. Okay. Ang daming imo. Ang daming imo lang eh.
Ang daming
emo lang eh.
Ang daming emo lang. Adele! Hey, that's perfect! Because yung mga emo, they like, you know, listening to Adele.
To Adele. Edgar Laikai says, minsan, ang hanap ay laman.
Minsan, ang hanap ay laman. Ah, mahal.
Diba? I'm Alex E. says, tandaan, umiibig, wala akong dahilan.
I'm not gonna say that.
Why? Okay. Fortunato says, halika't umupo, buksan ang damit.
Halika't umupo, buksan ang... Ay!
Trashy says, just always... Always siya with an O, ah.
Just always...
keep love alive.
Keep love...
Chokla. That guy Marta X says, where hate overcomes real emotions.
Where hate overcomes... Again, I can't say it.
Joan Charmed says, babe, I'm yours again, okay? And Dren Franz says...
Can't I say this word?
No!
Babe...
I'm yours again, okay?
Babe, I'm yours again, okay?
Oh, sabagay, for like buko. That's
oh,
what you do.
Oh, of course you can.
That's what you do for buko.
Oh, be akin.
Yeah, yung buko, diba? With a machete.
Or, what? How do they say it pag nauntog ka or nahulog ka?
Aray.
What? Nabiyak ang...
Bungo.
Bungo.
Ang buko.
Buko. Bungo. Bungo, bungo.
And buko din.
And buko.
Diba yung...
Stands for
bao,
head.
Bao, bao.
There you go. Bao. Nabiyak ang bao. Bao.
Dren Fran says, doesn't entertain ligaw a moreno. Americans rock.
Whatever. Again.
Does it entertain
See?
Legal?
You always do that.
American. Oh, sige na nga. Kasi you always complain that you don't get to say the acronym. Eh. Oh, ito. You can say this out loud.
Ayoko. Kasi I'm sure
From
this
besting
is against
ahem,
me.
Delamar, will you just write this down?
No, I won't.
Bilis!
No.
Write this down. Ikaw laging iibigin.
Ikaw laging iibigin.
Kailanman. Eto'y wagas. With an
Kailanman.
Eto'y wagas.
Eto'y wagas.
Hindi iiwanan till eternity.
Hindi iiwanan till
eternity.
Ay, whatever! Grabe kayo. That's a long one.
Diba? Ikaw laging iibigin kailanman.
I like
why. Eto'y wagas. Hindi iiwanan
fine,
till eternity.
Fine.
I like white. And, the entry that caps off the bottom half. The bottom half of the top 10 love acronyms.
Second to the last batch, right?
Second to the last batch. I don't know how we'll do this. Comes from Lobsky.
Lobsky says,
for those who love being on online for their quote-unquote romances, love is better.
Love is better.
On Grindr.
On
Okay.
So I can't say that word.
The top 10. I swear, we are
please,
so flooded. We are so flooded.
Please click on hashtag love acronyms.
You know, I'm you 2 hours no behind.
Idea. And they have no idea how much more green it gets, right?
Yeah, these are actually...
The unarable ones?
Oh my gosh. I can't. Okay, the top 10 love acronyms. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag love acronyms. And also check out our epic pick for today over facebook.com/RX931.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Ay nako.
What?
It's wala eh.
What's
I really tried.
You couldn't reach the top. This is always the case anyway.
No, it's extra today. I cannot. I'm about like 2 hours behind. And you've seen how I've been so focused the whole time.
Yeah.
Just trying to get
hardly getting up from his seat.
But there's just so many, and a lot of them are like, you know, as the hours pass, like pagaling ng pagaling yung entries. So I feel so bad. Okay, anyway, let's start off with Camilo. We are doing the top 10
love acronyms.
Love acronyms. Thank you very much. Love acronyms and hashtag The Morning Rush are both trending in the Philippines. Thank you. Let's start off with Camilo. A single soul hopes on love everlasting.
Right.
And also, Guapo Dao 21 says, cuddle and touching softly.
Cats. Okay.
Yeah.
I get so scared because I think I'm missing it and it might
be... Or you might be saying something you're not supposed to. Kiko Man Machine says, di ba Valentine's ngayon? So, syempre, date yan.
Yeah.
And a lot of eating.
Yeah.
Do I eat this?
Diet.
It's the worst day to
Do
be
I
in a
eat
diet.
This?
Do I eat this? Among other...
Eating things.
Shark Bait says, bilisan na natin ha, kasi we're delayed na talaga eh. Tapos ang maliligayang oras, darling. Okay, and then also Neil Yamato says... Neil Yamato says...
Chico.
Del, will you pay attention, please?
I am paying attention. I'm writing down
Neil
your...
Yamato says...
Dude, have you seen my...
Valentine's
my
Day.
My little notebook is all bad words.
On Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Lots of virgins emerge.
Lots of virgins... And non-virgin.
No, I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Yung mga hindi naman talaga nagsusulputan biglang yeah. Suddenly they're virgins. Really?
Is there Since a way that when? You can tell?
I don't know. I guess it's a lot of it is honesty system.
No, but can guys tell that?
I don't know. Well, I know of like how for sure you can tell. If there's, diba?
Okay, yeah, but let's say...
But if there's no proof and then they say they are, it's hard to tell.
Because it's not always the case that you'll have some bleeding.
Yeah.
But can a guy, just out of tactile, like out of feeling, no?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. Outside of that, that's the only sign, eh? Like when the prince or the king of England, like when Prince Charles got married to Princess Diana, they had to show the sheets,
linens,
to show the blood to prove that the woman they married was a virgin when they got married.
But they do that with most. Even
with
like
royalty.
With royalty and tribes.
Yeah.
To make sure that you got someone who hasn't been
who's untouched.
Untouched, and to make sure that if she gets pregnant,
it's yours. Yeah. Yeah. Paul Jeffrey says, sakit umibig.
Sakit umibig.
Ginawa akong tanga.
Sugat.
Diba? Ito Mit says, choose him.
Choose him.
Or receive violence.
Or receive
ass kicking.
Violence. Charva.
Yes. Coco Hernandez says, bad urge to touch.
Which is usually
which
that,
is the case.
That part of the body you want to touch.
Exactly. Jesse says, now I pray for love every day.
Ayoko. I want to say this word.
And Ira says,
you can, right?
You can, pero wag
na.
Cupid hates everything about this.
Cupid hates everything about this. Huh?
Cheat.
Ah.
If you cheat, Cupid will be unhappy.
Okay.
Mad Mutt Mark says, pag ibig ang kanyang wish, anyari na. Pakwan, diba?
Okay. Hello to Cat Arrow, who's tuning in.
Hey, good morning, Cat.
Hi, Cat. Happy Valentine's.
Mac says, from Dodong to Inday. Kahit isang kiss, Inday.
Kahit isang kiss, Inday. Huh? Kahit isang kiss. Ay! Ay!
Ah, okay. Then, too easy to see, the unforgettable beauty of my love.
Huh?
Oh, don't that. If you don't know
the
that, never mind.
The unforgettable beauty of my love. T-U.
The unforgettable beauty.
There's
of love, pala.
Of love. Yeah, I knew it.
Encantotum says, just asking.
Just asking.
Kung okay lang to invite that idiot.
Okay.
Okay, and here we go. Next up, we have from Lock On Stratus.
Ay, grabe. That's
wait. Too okay, here we go.
Much.
West Eye says, ito, I guess yung
this
date nila.
This notebook should be burned. They're all like bad words.
Instagram mo mamaya.
I will.
West Eye says, ito yung ano eh, for seafood lovers.
Okay.
Tahong in baking oven.
Tahong in
kasi diba, baked tahong is the best. It's really good. Alright, and next up we have Coco Hernandez. True relationship, unlimited sexy time.
Again?
True relationship.
Unlimited sexy time. Trust.
Yes. Jep Spotted says, cuddle unto me. No other, no one else, diba?
Cuddle unto me.
And Lock On Stratus says, come, let's ignite together. Diba? So, Knight Santi says, tara sa upuan para ayos.
Tara sa upuan para...
And the top love acronym comes from... comes from Shrub75.
Shrub75 says...
It's Valentine's Day, right?
Wait, Luis says, lalabas ba yan sa book 3? Oh my gosh. I don't know, Luis.
I don't know, Luis.
Not if I can stop it.
And the top love acronym comes from Shrub75.
Shrub75 says...
It's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Feb 14.
Yes.
It's a Thursday.
Of course.
So his entry will be... So happy.
So happy.
It's Thursday. Somehow
it's... So happy it's Thursday.
Somehow it is. It is.
It falls on a Thursday.
And somehow I have a feeling it won't click as much as TGIF.
Well, maybe online.
Maybe online. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Again, thank you to the Toblerone people. Thank you very much.
Thank you
and
for dropping
to Bobby
by. To Bobby.
And
Max's.
Thank
always
you
remembering us on special days.
The people who brought flowers.
And thank you to Mao and Claire.
Mao and Claire, thank you
for dropping
very
by.
Much.
It's wow. Nice to see you guys again. Always nice to see you guys.
Always a pleasure. And okay, that's it.
What?
What about us? Do we have one? Oh no. I don't even.
I didn't. Well, I couldn't think because you make me write it down.
Oh, ako pa ngayon na may kasalanan.
Ikaw talaga. Kautilika. Okay. Anyway, happy Valentine's
happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's.
Just expect traffic to be really difficult today. The flow of traffic will be a little horrible, to say the least. And flower shops and restaurants will be crowded. So don't even complain. Just accept it and stay out of their way.
Yes.
If you're
of
not
the
into
lover's
it.
Way, yeah,
exactly. All right. Happy Valentine's. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Livewire up next.
This is RX 93.1.